55 businesses in the Donegal area have written to the local TDs and members of government and senators in the area to highlight concerns the industry is facing as we move into 2023, in particular in relation to the cost of living and the cost of doing business for our hotels and businesses, where we're seeing energy prices just absolutely going out of control. And while the government have put in place welcome supports, they don't go far enough, regrettably, to help those businesses as we move forward. So there is a concern. And I suppose when we move and look at tourism nationally, the northwest of the country, and in particular Donegal, relies very heavy on tourism as an income generator for the local region. And in fact, there was 249 million in tourism revenues in Donegal annually. Along with that, 8,000 jobs are supported directly, not to mind the indirect jobs. So there is a concern as we move forward into 2023, particularly on the basis that overseas numbers don't look as strong as they did pre-pandemic, and it will take still a number of years for that level of tourism to go back to the pre-pandemic levels. And while North America is looking strong for next year, there are significant headwinds and concerns about the United Kingdom market and indeed mainland Europe, who themselves are experiencing energy and cost of living crises also.
And the VAT rate is a huge sticking point for hoteliers and members of the hospitality industry, not just in Donegal, but right across the board.
That's correct. The 9% VAT rate was introduced as a mechanism to, I suppose, help the industry through COVID, and indeed prior to that, during the last economic turmoil in the economic crash and the banking crisis. The 9% VAT rate, which applies to the hospitality and tourism sector, is the correct VAT rate, we argue, based on where we're positioned among our European, I suppose, equivalents. And if the VAT rate was to be restored to the 13.5% rate, it would put us then only third behind the United Kingdom and Denmark, who would have a much higher VAT rate than the 9%. I think it's also important to point out, Michaela, as well, there's a lot of noise and discussion around the fact that the hospitality and tourism sector are enjoying a 9% VAT rate. The fact of the matter is the 9% VAT rate is the correct rate of VAT, and also many businesses, the length and breadth of the country, hotels and guest houses actually pay more than 9%, because there are two VAT rates that apply, 23% and 9%. So when you average it out, in fact, hotels and guest houses across the country are paying more than well above 9% in VAT. And the difficulty is that if the VAT rate is restored to the level of 13.5% prior to the pandemic, and while hotels will do their best and look as many ways as possible to avoid passing it on, it seems inevitable that that VAT rate and that increase of 50% on the current VAT rate would be passed on, making things more expensive again for consumers and visitors, not just locally but internationally as well. And that is a concern, because fundamental to this are the jobs. There are 8,000 jobs directly connected to the local economy in Donegal, related to the hospitalities and tourism sector. And as I said, generating 249 million annually to the local economy, that is not an insignificant number.